and the heavens, sun, moon, stars, and the elements, the fruits, the birds, the fishes, and other animals. Why, they have all been at my service. How is it that the earth did not open to swallow me? Or create new hells which I should be tormented in forever? Sisters, a sinner is speaking to other sinners. Pardon the Anglo-Saxon, let's not kid ourselves. How bloated, how fast we can be with pride. What we should do as we begin this retreat is reflect on the mercy, the loving, forgiving love of God, who has allowed us and hear it. We don't understand, but we believe that when God created the angels, He did not put them, hear it, God did not put the angels in heaven. Nobody falls from heaven. You either get to heaven and you stay there and you're safe. The angels, when they were created by God, were put on probation, on trial. And no one knows how many angels fell. But I'd like to quote some of the fathers of the church who say, as many angels fell, as there will be human beings from the dawn of human creation to the end of the world, that God created the human race to replace the angels who fell. We don't know how many people will reach heaven. And I've said this to you missionaries of charity in one country after another. Sisters, let's make sure we do not allow our charity to blind our intellect. Of course, there is a heaven, but there is also a hell, and that is our faith. That's part one of our meditation. Gratitude to God, realizing how deeply we have offended God and deserved to be punished for our sins. That's part one. The whole focus of this meditation is on sin. Everything we do has consequences. Our second reflection is on the disorder caused by my sinful actions. We are told by St. Ignatius to ask Our Lady, ask her to obtain grace for me, from her son, to understand the consequences of my sinful actions, so that filled, what a statement, who talks this way anymore? So that, filled with horror at the consequences of my actions, I may amend my life and put it in order. I know too many religious, I know too many priests, too many bishops, not to tell you they're living in a dream world. Before these 8 days are over, we're going to reflect on many deeply satisfying truths of our faith. But we are now reflecting on the consequences of our sins. No one ever sins without there being effects of that sin. We have deeply damaged our thinking. Every sin blinds the intellect. Every sin weakens the will. Every sin deserves God's just punishment. And, my dear missionaries of charity, I know your community too well. When I called up my provincial superior and asked him for permission to come to Calcutta, it was a long pause. He didn't say it, but I knew what he was thinking. No, not again. But I see the great potential of the missionaries of charity. Well, let's be honest. For our missionaries of charity, thank God for the name. But don't you dare forget that the same God who is all loving is also all just. Only God knows what we have coming to us because of our sins. Me for mine, you for yours. I am saying much more than you think I'm saying. As missionaries of charity, you can become so preoccupied with love, wonderful, with charity, wonderful, with kindness, wonderful, that you're liable, I'm not guessing when I say this, you're liable to forget that the same God, who out of love for us died on the cross for our salvation, is the God who will come on the last day to judge the living and the dead. And our faith would not be the Catholic faith if we do not believe math, some, God knows how many, will go to hell.